You're tuned to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. In 46 states, texting while driving is illegal, but not in Texas. Not yet, anyway. It appears that could change within the next few hours. Though many cities in Texas have bans on using smartphones while driving, a bill is en route to the governor's desk as we speak, one that would outlaw texting while driving. But your apps and GPS might still be within reach nonetheless. Ben Ware has been tracking this shift as transportation reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. Ben, welcome.
Glad to be here.
Let's talk specifics of what Texas lawmakers have agreed to do. Texting, obviously outlawed. But what about other things that people use their smartphones for? GPS, phone calls, that sort of thing?
Well, it's a statewide ban. There's already more than 100 towns and cities in Texas where various uses of a handheld device are against the law. And in Austin, almost all uses are against the law. But this bill takes it statewide, but is limited in its scope, and because that's what sponsor Judith Zaffirini could get passed. Basically, it refers to electronic messages being something that you can't do with a handheld device while the car is moving. And so what that refers to are basically texting and emailing.
What about enforceability? There are a lot of people who sort of hide their phone under the belt line of the car so that officers can't see in. We've seen that in cities across Texas.
That argument was definitely made by some of the opponents in the Senate. And it's true. It is hard to enforce, although Austin is trying to find ways of doing it, even putting policemen on buses so that they get the upper viewpoint looking down at a driver. Mm-hmm. But I think the greater point that was made by some of the supporters, including Senator Huffman, was that the bill, just simply having it against the law, affects a lot of people's behavior. Either they will stop texting or emailing while they're driving, or at the very least, maybe they'll do it a lot less, because when something's against the law, most people will refrain from the behavior.
You know, I think the arguments in favor of such a ban have been so repeatedly stated, and to many are just simply obvious on the face. I mean, 90,000, I believe the Department of Transportation saying 90,000 car accidents a year on average in Texas are attributed to distracted driving. On the other hand, some fear that this law may be used as a pretext to pull people over. The officer says, "Hey, I thought I saw you using your phone. Oh, by the way, what's that in the seat over there?" And, you know, one of these kind of is that part of the resistance to change in Texas?
Well, that was certainly a factor in the 2015 session among some African American lawmakers. I heard very little of that discussion this time. I think that the balancing of the potential deaths, or not potential, the actual deaths from texting versus the possibility of a pretextual stop, that somewhat faded this time. Because after all, if a policeman wants to make a racially biased stop, he certainly has a lot of other weapons in his quiver other than simply this bill to pull someone over.
The time is tight, but I want to make sure I understand something here. You mentioned those other ordinances that are already in place. What happens to those ordinances? Are they superseded by this state law?
Well, yes and no. If you've got a local ordinance and it has identical prohibitions as to what has been passed in this state bill against reading or sending or typing an electronic message, then you won't be fined twice. In other words, in Austin, if a policeman saw you texting or sending an email, and you wouldn't have to pay a fine to the state and to the city of Austin. You would simply pay the state fine. But if something is not prohibited by the state law, but is prohibited by a local ordinance, such as talking on a phone, on a handheld phone in Austin, you could still get a fine, a local fine, for doing that. The state law would not prohibit that.
Ben Ware is transportation reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. Ben, thanks again.
You're welcome.